This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It is so far past our bedtime when we're recording this. I feel a little slap happy. How do you feel?
I definitely feel tired. You and I do love that we are both on like a similar schedule of we do not like to stay up late. Like I am such a morning person. I am the most effective and efficient in the morning. And that just slowly goes down throughout the day. Like, so by like 5 o'clock, like I'm done like with work usually. So yeah. Recording later is always a struggle because the both of us are, we're just both off. Like it'd be one thing if maybe one of us was a night person and one was morning, but yeah, we're both morning people. So
like, I almost feel kind of drunk and I haven't had anything to drink.
Oh boy. Well, maybe you should get drunk. Maybe I should pour a glass of wine. Maybe that's what I should do.
You know what? That might make us a little more coherent, but
no, it's good. It's good. It's Friday. So we're happy regardless of what time it is. It is Friday for our WOMED listeners. So, you know, yes. It's Friday. So it's yes. Okay.
And I always have off on Friday. So this is our Thursday night recording.
Exactly. So what's going on with you? How are you?
I feel like I've been doing really good this week. I've actually been getting up way earlier and feeling better finally, which is great because I was literally getting up there at like 8 o'clock, getting ready in 10 minutes and hauling my butt to work. But I'm not going to lie, I feel a little, I don't know, it kind of like ebbs and flows. I feel a little, I don't know, right now I'm feeling just a little heavy about my birthday tomorrow. And I feel like I just need to say that because, you know what, you can be really excited for a birthday. You might not feel that great about a birthday. And I just, you know, really felt like I wasn't going to have to do these alone anymore. And so this is my first birthday without Michael. Well, not like first birthday without Michael, but, you know, since we broke up and, you know, definitely thought we were progressing on a different timeline than apparently he did. So I don't know, just feeling kind of meh with the holidays and birthday coming up. So just wanted to acknowledge that and hold some space for that. And that's totally okay. And, you know, I know there's something big and wonderful. And like, I am excited for my birthday, like a new trip around the sun. I know that there's going to be so much good coming this year and like so much good has, you know, found me already. But I'm just going to hold some space for that and, you know, I'm going to grieve a bit yet.
Well, thanks. You know, I think, I mean, I appreciate you saying that. I'm sure our listeners, you know, can all, you know, all appreciate you saying that because that's such a relatable feeling. It's so real that, you know, for whatever reason, sometimes birthdays can be hard. And I think what you said, especially about, you know, the holidays coming up, there's a when it comes time to celebrate things, it always makes grief a lot harder. It like brings it up to the forefront. I know when I was going through my divorce, like that first year of going through it alone, like going through Thanksgiving, Christmas, when you're not like doing the normal things that you thought you would be doing, or you're not doing the things that like that first year without that person can be really, really tough. Yeah. And I feel for you. That is really, it's hard.
Yeah. I've just been missing, you know, him, missing James, missing his family and his nieces. And, you know, that's all okay. They were a huge part of my life. And, you know, just going to send out a bunch of love and know that thinks you're going to come back and find me. Not like he's going to come back, but like yeah. loves coming no, back I into know. My life.
Loves coming
point.
Back.
yeah. Yeah. And I've been feeling so much better. It's just like, you know, nighttime's kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah. I think that's also just really normal to have moments where you feel like that and to recognize that both things can happen. It can be occurring at the same time. You can be mm-hmm. grieving and sad, but you can also be trying to look at it, like you said, with a fresh perspective and another trip around the sun. And birthdays can also be so, I don't want to say like monumental, but like you remember, they're like a significant date of the year that like it's easy to yeah. compare where mm-hmm. you were last year. It's easy to think like, well, I thought I'd be doing this, you know, and just like the new season, like we're talking about in this episode, we're bringing everything fall to you, you know, trying to maybe reframe the birthday as a fresh start. Like this is a fresh yeah. year, a new year, but yeah. it's hard. And I just appreciate you, you know, sharing that with us.
Gotta be real. Like, it's not all sunshine and roses. You can have good days and you can have bad moments. But let's switch gears here a little bit. We are going to do, we had so much fun last year doing like our fall faves because Jack and I are both like just fall loving babies over here. So yeah, this just feels like a great time to do that because October, in my opinion, is like the best month of the year.
I don't disagree with you. Besides your birthday being in October, I think it's the best month too. It's been extremely warm this September in Chicago. So I'm like ready to actually feel like it's fall. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's jump in. This was such a fun episode, like you said, for us last year. We're going to go through some of our favorite fall things, some of our favorite fall trends. But first, it feels impossible to bring up fall without talking about a little bit of pop culture that's been happening that has been revolving around one of the biggest fall activities, which is football, which I happily do not participate in watching a lot of football unless I am either at a game or I'm being like mm-hmm. forced to watch it. I prefer to not, but you bet your ass I have been tuning into the Chiefs because of Taylor Swift. So I just want to chat really quick about this because we are both, I wouldn't say we're full-on Swifties, but we are big Taylor fans. We love Taylor. So
we are big Taylor fans, but I love football. Like I miss high school football games. I'm a Packers fan through and through. I love watching football, but yeah, you can't, I almost feel bad because it's like, I imagine what it's like to be just starting to date someone and having it blasted everywhere. I mean, I had to date on national TV. And this is just like fucking multiplied. Like, I don't know how they're doing it. I mean, but they're two such huge stars that it's like anything they do. Like, they can't do anything without it being in the media. I think it's fun. I think Taylor looks like she is having a freaking blast. Like, she's eating it up. She's, like, so happy. And I feel like you don't see, like, I've never seen that much joy on Taylor Swift. Like, it makes me really happy. It just seems like a really fun little romance. I hope it's legit.
I do, too. And I think that from what we've seen, I think it's legit. I hope that all of this publicity that they're getting is not going to detract from their relationship because I am like fully invested in this. I want this to work. I am like tuning into the games. I'm loving all of the coverage. Yes, it's extra. I don't care. I'm happy for Taylor. I hope it works out for her. I hope he treats her well. And yeah, that's all I pretty much have to say about that. But it felt really impossible to have this episode without discussing our girl Taylor and her new boyfriend. So just throwing that out there.
Who's so such a babe. And from Cleveland.
Is he? I didn't know that. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah. The Kelce brothers are from somewhere in Cleveland. I do know that. So
amazing.
Maybe I'll see Taylor. And she can help me make Cleveland cool.
There you go. Oh my God. I love it. Okay.
I would die though. I would die if I saw Taylor. I'd be like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah, it would be too much. I would be too starstruck, I think. I don't think to see someone that famous. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably pass out.
But what if she would come up to me and be like, oh my God, I'm such a Bachelor fan. Like I like
that would be amazing.
I would lose my
shit. I would love that. Yeah, I would that also would
never
love that.
Happen.
I would love that. I mean, you never know. You never know.
Weirder things have happened. I don't know if anything that weird. Okay, yes. Rein it back in, Jack. I'm sorry.
Ring it back in, Danny. Okay, as you guys know, Danny likes to get off some tangents sometimes, so we got to reel her back in. What are you most looking forward to about fall?
I'm just really excited to have a fall again. Nashville, it would be like, you know, 85, 90 degrees well into October, November. So I'm excited. Like Cleveland like feels like fall. And we've had some rain, but we've also had some like really pretty like warm fall days. But it's that like cool crispness at night where it's like 58, 60 degrees. And then it just gets up to like 72 during the day. And it's wonderful. I love that. But I love the change of season. I love knowing that we're coming into warm and cozy as, instead of being hot and sweaty, warm and cozy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. What about you? I love that. I would say, I think for me personally, this isn't always the case, but for some reason this year, I feel very focused. I feel like laser focused career-wise, and I feel like a new, fresh sense of like inspiration and purpose. And
I'd agree
like,
with that.
Like wanting to get things done. And I think sometimes when you head into fall, you can kind of go the other way where you just want to like cozy up and not leave and like hide under your blanket and watch Netflix. And I think honestly, after like going through some hard winters, like after my divorce, I think this is like the first winter that we're heading into where I feel like so ready to just like get after life. So I would say like, that's what I'm most excited for is that like taking still like enjoying as much as I can with fall until, you know, winter comes, maybe that'll look a little bit different, but yeah, just feeling this like new sense of like clarity, I guess.
Feels I agree good. With that. I feel like I'm moving into like out of the like depths of what I was in this summer. I feel more energized and I feel like that's coming in with fall. Like I'm feeling excited about things. I'm feeling productive. Like I'm getting things done and I'm excited about getting things done and new things coming into my life. So it just feels refreshing. Fall feels refreshing.
I completely agree. It's like that you wake up one morning and you walk outside your house and all of a sudden there's this burst of crisp air that you've been like dying to have. You're like, oh, yes, my body can finally, I feel like I can breathe again. I'm not sweating my ass off every time I leave the house. Like that is such a good feeling.
It's amazing. Great feeling. I wish you could bottle that feeling.
Hell yeah.
That scent.
Well, I wish that was a thing too. But speaking of products that maybe you just made your $1 million idea, what are some of your favorite fall products? Whether that is clothing items, shoes, skincare, makeup, home decor, like what is coming? What are your ride or dies for fall?
Ooh. I mean, skincare wise, this is the prime time to, if you've been like scared of starting a retinol, like of like battling through that initial like skin peeling, that redness, that like tenderness, fall is like prime time to get your butt going on that because you're going to push through in like the next 6 to 8 weeks and you're going to be of this like skin shedding because your skin cells are like growing and turning over at this like super fast rate. And your skin is like healing and getting stronger. And then in like 6 or 8 weeks, you're gonna be like, oh, that was all worth it. There's this like glowy, fresh, soft skin and like lines are finer. I've got all this collagen back in and I don't have the angry sun beating down on it, making it more irritated. So that is like my prime thing. If you have not started a retinol yet, start it. But still wear your sunscreen. Always wear your sunscreen. every single day, even if you never leave the house, wear your sunscreen. Clothing wise, coats. I love coats. I love a good like statement coat. I'm really feeling like a printed trench, like a plaid trench. I just want to lean into like Carrie Bradshaw-y, you know, not quite like the full on puffer gown with a hood that she had in this last season of And Just Like That, but like a good like printed trench, some sort of like plaid there. Home stuff? I don't know. I'm just like really trying to make my space more homey because I feel like I almost stopped unpacking and stopped decorating my place because I didn't think I'd be living in it for like longer than 8 months. So I'm just kind of focusing on that, like getting extra little, you know, knickknacks and like mirrors and like really good smelling candles. And I'm decorating. I'm nesting in my apartment finally. Yeah.
Such a good feeling.
It really is. I'm getting things up on the walls. I love nesting. Yeah. I don't know. What about you?
I'm definitely with you on the jackets. My favorite fall jacket is my, like, my vintage leather men's jacket.
It's this, like, big ass. I love that on you. I love that
men's leather jacket. Like, PSA. I don't always buy, like, I definitely don't always buy secondhands. Like, I do love to rent on Nuuly, but when it comes to buying secondhand, I do think, like, leather is kind of one of those things. If you can try to buy it secondhand, try to buy it secondhand. So if you're looking, ladies and gentlemen, I guess, but also mostly ladies, if you're looking for a leather, like a cool bomber leather jacket, go shop in the men's section of a vintage store. They have the best options for like you want an oversized leather jacket. Go look in the men's section, get like a, you know, men's sizing, try it on. I have always had so much luck in the men's section if you're looking for a big leather jacket for fall. So my oversized leather jacket is like my tried and true. Love that one. For like skincare, that's good to know about the retinol. I need to start like getting back on my retinol because the summer was just like really rough with the sun.
Want me to get you a really good one? I'll get you a really good one. It'll laser your face off.
Okay, yeah. Laser my face off. Like literally laser it off for me. I want it to be lasered. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I got two things on my wrinkle and texture repair from Zio is one of my favorite things.
Send it my way.
I will. Yeah. If you were visiting me for my birthday tomorrow, I would give it to you.
I know. This is a really sore subject right now. I'm just avoiding the topic. I'm sorry. I'm sorry Belgium is sounding a little bit better than Cleveland. No offense. I love you, but
I don't blame you.
I love you so much, but it's gonna take a lot to get me to Cleveland, Danielle. I'm sorry.
Oh, rude. It's really cute, actually.
You know what? I'm sure it's cute, but you know, I'm, you know, team you moving here. So I'm kind of like, I don't know how supportive I can really be. I know. But, you know.
I'll reach out to NP Brit, see if she's got a hook up.
I'm not supporting. Yeah. Okay. Back to my fall things. So skincare wise, Osea is like one of our sponsors of the podcast, but they are literally a sponsor because Danielle and I like purposely reached out to them because we are so freaking obsessed with Osea. So genuinely, some of my favorite fall anything comes from Osea, those body products. There's something like there's nothing better than like a fall, like you want to just cozy up, like you're gonna, so you just slather yourself in these like thick lotions. If you want to do that, Osea is the place. Again, this is not like an ad that I'm saying right now.
No, genuinely, we are just like genuinely.
They're, I think it's called the Undarian Cleansing Body Polish, like for the shower. And then once that's off, just slathering that anti-aging body balm, like literally nothing better than that.
Or the oil.
That is my,
especially in the winter when your skin gets so dry. Oh, that's my nighttime routine. I shower and then I just like rub that on and like climb into my cold sheets.
So good. Like I literally am going to go do that tonight. Like once we're done recording, it's just the best. It smells so good. It's so just like clean, like few ingredients. It's just the best. So I am obsessed with body care for fall. Also obsessed with it's, I think the original time I got it was from Anthropologie, but the Capri Blue Pumpkin Dolce Candle. Write it down. It is everything fall in a candle, but it's like, it's sweet. It's fally, but it's not too like vanilla-y. It's just my favorite fall candle. It is my, again, like my tried and true fall candle. I am trying to think if there's anything else that I like really love and need for fall.
Baggy denim. I'm sorry. Low rise. This is the only thing I want low rise is a pair of like old ass baggy denim.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I want. That's low rise.
Yeah. So that actually leads me to my next question, which is perfect that you brought this up. Let's talk really quickly about trends. What are some fall trends right now that you want to buy into? And what are some trends that you're just like, no?
Trench coats, for sure. But I feel like those are always on trend. We were in Mallorca. I was like in like peasant dresses and just like very femme, like flowy things. I'm still leaning into that hard. And it's still very trendy, like some ruffles, cozy sweaters over skirts, you know, just like a unique, like ruffly sweater or shirt. Like, I don't know, things that just scream like soft and feminine. Mm. That's the energy that I'm leaning into, but also baggy streetwear.
Okay. Yeah. The baggy streetwear is very, very in right now. And I'm with you. I think that's an awesome trend. Would you say you're not buying into the low rise trend then? Or you can't, you will that now that it's coming back? I hate saying it's a trend. It's like, hey, everyone, we grew up in the 90s. Like,
only like when it comes to baggy denim, I do not, and I will never subscribe ever again to like the low rise, like tight pants that like when you sit down, you're like whale tailing it with your thong. And No, not at all.
I mean, us ladies in our 30s, we worked too hard to have this come back. I'm like genuinely upset about it.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely upset about the, I mean, I agree with you. There's some low rise that like, if I'm going to wear like a baggy sweatshirt, like fine. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put some like cool low rise cargo pants on.
Yeah. Other than that,
they can literally go to hell and just
they can stay there.
Yeah.
I would also say kitten heels. I've been seeing some kitten heels and I'm like, be a heel or don't. Like, it's super impractical and I think it looks dumb. You're like walking kitten on a marble. Heels.
I actually think they're cute. That's funny. I actually think that they're cute. See, you know what trend I am not subscribing for shoes is the ballet flats. I will not subscribe.
1000%
I'm mad. I'm pissed that those are coming back. I'm like, why? One, I don't think
they're so impractical.
And they're so impractical.
They like don't fit on your foot. They like rub the back of your heels. Like they're not comfortable. Like a loafer? Sure.
Agreed. Like if you're going to wear a flat, like be comfortable and they're not comfortable. So like, why do you
exist?
There's
no arch support.
And also they're terrible for fall. Like what happens when it rains? What happens when it starts to snow? Like your shoes are going to get ruined. Your feet are going to get wet. And it's just terrible. I don't understand. I'm pissed that they're back. Every time I see them, I'm like, no.
It's so impractical. No. Hard no. Nope.
Okay. So I'm like iffy on the kitten heels, but we can at least agree on the ballet flats.
Both are impractical.
Okay, I'm curious about hear your opinion on the trends that I am subscribing for. One of them, we'll start with the shoe, is I know this is so basic of me, but I just like don't care. The platform Uggs, the slip-on platform Uggs. What do you think of those? I'm seeing them everywhere. You don't like them?
They're everywhere, but I mean, would I wear them around the house? Sure. I think Uggs are freaking so comfortable. I don't get like the fad around them.
Yeah, I because they also like don't really make sense. Like you said, like maybe I'll wear them at home, but like I can't wear them. Like when would I wear them? Like if I'm going to go run errands, maybe. Like if I'm going to go to yoga and then go to Target. Like, but they're not going to last long in the winter. Like,
no, they're not waterproof.
No. Okay. So, okay. Maybe you're changing my mind on that. Okay. Other trends I also like, and you've seen me wear this. I love my denim maxi skirt. That is a trend. I know it is like,
yes,
it is such a trend right now. And I just don't care. Every time I love it. I think it looks so cool. I feel so hip and young and like on trend. And like, I just feel very cool. So I love the denim maxi. I don't want to see that go yet. Just yet.
No, me either. I love it. That and
I
like
do think that's
like
one of those
leather midi skirts.
Yeah, those are cool too. Yeah, because like we've got all of our fall staples, like the leather leggings, leather trousers. Like those aren't going anywhere. Love the trousers; those are coming back from last year too. Love all of that. But okay, so we're out on the ballet flats, the kitten heels, the low rise jeans, and Uggs. Okay, where's your stance on the chunky loafers, on the Prada loafers? Because this has been a
topic
of convo. I know. Sometimes I think we miss the mark on it.
I think the like the Goliath, like the monolith, like the platform loafers. No, but I still maintain that their Prada loafer, like the OG, is an OG for a reason. It works with every single outfit and it's timeless. And those are the types of pieces you invest in.
Well, what are you waiting for? I've been waiting for you to get this, honestly.
Well, I just had some Instagram social media ads come through and there has not been many of them. And so I've got like all my credit cards paid down to like where I want them, like either off or like almost no debt.
Off. Yeah. Amazing.
So I feel like now I can buy them.
Hell yeah.
So I'm going to
do it.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah.
Manifest that money, manifest those shoes. Mm-hmm. Hey, Prada, sponsor Danielle.
How do I get on that PR list?
I know, literally. Don't ask me. I have no
barf
idea. Okay.
Amount of privilege.
Okay. So let's change topics.
Okay.
Let's change topics. I want to chat about self-care in the new season. How are you going to start taking care of what are some of those self-care things that you want to start doing now that the season is changing? Does it look like it's like your self-care practices are going to change, or do you want to focus on one more than the others? Like, what are you planning on doing?
I don't know that it really has anything to do with the change of seasons, but I am starting EMDR therapy, which is a new like trauma-based therapy and like a brain rewiring, mapping, like finding like a place where like traumatic things that you've been through in the past are like tolerable and don't elicit like the same response. So like people who have PTSD like me don't get like so triggered by different things and like situations. I'm going to be starting that. And I feel like that's like a huge form of self-care for me because I just want to be better. I want to end some like generational things. I mean, I don't know if it's possible to like end like, you know, generational issues with like self-worth and attachments and stuff that I'm like are very apparent in my family. But yeah, I just want to invest in that care for myself. And I know it's not going to be easy or fun, but I have found a really great therapist who I trust him to kind of lead me through this. And I think that's going to be like my biggest form of self-care this season. But I think like also finding ways to care for myself after those sessions is going to be really important. So like I had my first session and this was even just like getting to learn about it, kind of like talking through some things, talking through, you know, stuff from the summer as well. And I did like a story afterwards and I was like, wow, like if they're post-therapy, you're just like really kind of numb. And maybe it's not numb, but it's numbness, but it's also like level.
Yeah.
But I went and I found a cute coffee shop that's really close to my therapist's office. And I got, you know, which if you listen to last week's episode, a pumpkin spice matcha, which that warmth and the flavor and just like sitting there in like the quiet in my car and just sipping on that really kind of grounded me and helped me just kind of feel more in my body. And it felt really good. So I don't know if that's like an exact thing to do. If anyone has any other tips for that, Cleveland has so many pretty parks and stuff like that too. So taking myself for walks, moving my body in like even like a gentle way, just like walking. Like I'm right by the lake. It's really nice. I can take myself for walks and just kind of like be at like peace there. Large bodies of water are like really healing for me, and baths. That's going to be my jam for like self-care.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. So first of all, I do love what you said about like getting the matcha after therapy. I think it's nice too, to just have some sort of ritual or some sort of like routine that you always do. That's almost like, yeah, like a little treat. Like I just, you know, can look forward to it. So it's like right after therapy, when I feel kind of emotionally overwhelmed and numb and like don't even know what to feel or think, I can at least, I know what to do next. I'm going to go get a matcha. I'm going to sit in my car. I'm going to drink this warm drink and like take a moment.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. I love that. I love that.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So mine is not like too exciting, I would say. I think one, I probably said this last year because it's always true. Hot yoga in the fall is my absolute favorite. There is nothing better.
It's so than like good.
Being in a cold, like being cold outside and just running into the warm studio and like feeling the warmth as you're just laying there, like getting ready to start a class.
So it just like soaks into your body. It's so good.
It's the best. And at least with fall, like when you leave the class all sweaty, you're not walking into like 0 degree weather. Like at least it's still manageable. So I'm really excited for that. And then something that I'm really going to try to be mindful of and something I'm really going to try to keep up is continuing to walk. I have walked my freaking ass through the city this summer walking Archie. And aww. I have like grown to really love my walks with him. It's such like a routine. I get out, I walk at least like 3 or 4 miles a day. It's like a lot of times it's just my exercise of the day. Like if I don't go to the gym or I don't work out, I just walk every day. And it's, I think when the season starts to change and it starts to get cold and rainy, it's so easy to make excuses and be like, oh, I don't want to go. Like, I'm not going to go on this long walk today. So my commitment this fall is I really want to continue my walks even when the weather starts to get shitty. So like bundling up and just continuing to walk even in the rain. You know, this is actually like a very, this is actually a concept in Sweden. I can't think of it's a Swedish word, but it's like very common in Sweden. They have this literal like term for it where essentially it means like trying to still stay active when the weather changes. Like almost like that saying, there's no such thing as bad weather. There's just like bad clothing choices. So it's kind of like that. Like I'm really trying to embrace that, like continue to go outside throughout the fall. So those are like, I'm not overthinking it. Those are kind of my two basic ones. And maybe now trying a retinol, now that you told me it's going to be so good. Me doing my retinol.
I love that. I think that's so great.
Let's wrap this episode up. I can't believe that it's already October. We are less than 3 months away from a new year, from 2024, which is freaking, like my stomach just dropped. Like that's crazy.
It's so wild. It's so wild.
So knowing that we have like 3 months left, what are some intentions or an intention that you want to take now so that by the time 2024 comes along, you're going to be like, you know, I'm really proud of myself for getting this going before the new year.
I feel like the mantra that I've had like all summer, choose me, I'm enough, and the sky's the limit. And I feel like I tend to cap myself off and not follow through. Like I have like a lot of really great ideas and like I don't follow like them all the way to completion because I find like something else to do and something else to do. So I just want to keep sitting with that mindset and just like grow. I want to, like we talked about this in Majorca too, about like And it sounds so silly, or it might sound silly, but the, you know, like to know it, like really setting up some sort of like passive income that's also fun. You know, like fashion has always been really fun for me. It's something that I was always like really scared to play with as a kid, you know, or in high school, because I was like so scared of being made fun of. But, you know, as I've gotten older, I've just kind of embraced the fact that like I'm going to wear what makes me feel good. And if you like it too, and that inspires you in some way, like, you know, here's a link that you can buy it. And I want to keep rooting for other people and be someone that, you know, people want to root for. You know, I want people to see me and feel like, okay, she can succeed. I can succeed too. So like that's the mentality that I want to keep taking forward. I feel like I'm like an average girl, you know, woman. Like I'm, you know, I just.
Well, I don't believe that.
I want to be the girl's girl. You know, I don't know. It sounds silly. I just want to be someone that people relate to and feel seen in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you already do that in a way. So, but yeah, I think that that's great. Like in the next few months, try to like focus in on that and come up with like mm-hmm. an actionable plan. And like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. I can't wait to see it. I think that this is like going to be really huge for you. And I cannot wait to see how it all plays out for you.
Thank you, Jack. What about you? What are you going to lean into?
So I was actually thinking about this, and I'm actually like circling back to the word that I chose in our New Year's episode. If you haven't listened to our New Year's episode, Danny and I like do a New Year's episode where we talk about intentions, and this year we picked a word for ourselves. I don't know if you remember, we picked a word that abundance was yours. Yeah. Abundance was mm-hmm. yours. So like, actually your answer is kind of similar in a way. Like it's actually kind of like that. So it's actually, it hasn't changed. So that's really cool. 9 months later, it hasn't changed. Like you're still on the right. That's really cool. So actually mine is that word is femininity. I really mm-hmm. want to like be in my feminine energy in the next few months. I think because there's a lot of reasons why I chose this word entering the new year. One, because I think I can get really career driven sometimes, that I get really in my masculine. And sometimes we live in a masculine dominated world where I think there's this, I don't want to say you have to be in your masculine, but there's this preconception that you need to succeed in business by being in your masculine. And I think I've bought into that for so long. Of like, oh, in order to be successful, I have to get up every morning and grind myself and like work until I can't work anymore. And this past year, I starting a few different businesses and kind of like playing around with things, realizing that, hey, like I can still be successful and live more in my feminine. And so to me, that doesn't mean like dressing feminine or wearing more makeup. It has nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. It's more just about how I'm being in my day to day and how I'm like what I'm doing with my energy. So putting a lot of my time and energy into creating, whether that is mm-hmm. like painting or creating, you know, graphics for my business, prioritizing self-care and like softness, soft exercise, back to like to the creating, like cooking really like wholesome, nourishing, grounding meals, and kind of like, you know, those like TikToks and reels where they talk about glamorizing your life, like having this like appreciating the tiny little things and like glamorizing the little things into like an aesthetic way in your real life. Like when I sit down and watch TV, I'm going to light this candle and I'm going to make this like yummy drink and I'm going to be with my dog, like glamorizing little things. And then
I love that.
Yeah. And then just like, I think bringing a bit of like playfulness to things that I think when you're in your feminine, you don't have to, it's more like you don't have to take things as seriously. Like you can be playful and laugh. And I do think, you know, it's nice. Like definitely now I'm in a relationship for the first time in like, I can't even tell you how many years, a decade, where I feel like I'm with someone that brings in really positive masculine energy. Like not in a toxic way. Like he brings in that like stability and like not just emotionally, like, emotional stability and routine and all of this that like I can really, I feel safe to like be in my feminine. So yeah, it's nice. I'm going to really try in the next few months as I, you know, embark on starting another business to try and not like fall into that pattern of overworking myself into the ground and just enjoying the little things and like staying in my feminine. So that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love seeing you in this new relationship too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's really fun. Like I love, yeah, it's a great, I'm really lucky. And anyway, yeah, I'm really lucky. But I do want to just say also like to everyone listening, I hope that, you know, this was a fun episode and that I hope these last few questions that Danny and I dove into with the self-care and with the intentions, I hope that whoever's listening can take some time and like reflect for themselves. Like it doesn't have to be the new year to take some time to reflect. Take some time and think about how you're going to take care of yourself. Yeah, exactly. So I hope our listeners can like take that from this episode.
I hope so too. I think that's great. One really cool thing that Jack and I are going to be doing when this episode comes out, we are going to be in DC, which if you listened to last week's episode with Abby from Impact in Healthcare, please make sure to follow along with us. We will both be posting about being in DC, speaking with senators about workplace violence, safe staffing, all the good stuff that, you know, we need because I don't know if you saw Jack, but there's like another like 75,000 nurses that are on strike from like the Kaiser healthcare systems. So we are putting our boots on the ground in DC and, you know, doing what we can to actually make some change happen.
Absolutely. Be sure to follow along with us and Impact and listen to that latest episode last week's with Abby. Stay tuned for all things DC. We are so grateful to have you every single Friday tuning in with us, following along on the WOMED on Instagram and checking out the website. But mostly just thank you always for the support, all of the listens, downloads, shares, rates, reviews. They mean the absolute world to us. We love you. Happy Friday. On that note, WOMED
out.